as only the king could sing it, Mr. Elvis Presley. Good afternoon. It's 101, would you believe? An anniversary encore here on CKPR, music of the 50s and 60s.
Dreaming, I'm always dreaming.
Mr. Johnny Burnett on 580 CKPR, and that should rattle a few memories for you. This has been a fantastic day, and I'd just like to take some time out to thank a lot of people that have really busted their neck to get things going today. In particular, Rick Smith this morning did a fantastic job. If you listen to that show, you know that that man has potential in other areas, for sure. He was hitting vocals and having a tremendous time in there, and imagine the phones burning off the hook as they have been all afternoon. And we appreciate your comments and well wishes, too. A lot of mail. And in some cases, we had a chance to acknowledge some of it. And we have written everyone that has written us. And some of the comments that we received from people, like this letter. My own personal recollections go back some 17 years ago. Such important years for a girl of 14. Radio, and she's got in brackets, CKPR was one of my best friends, so much so I used to sleep with it on in my bed each night. The songs lulled me to sleep. We shared so much fun together. CKPR beach parties at Boulevard Lake, the contest, the free records, the calling in for the top 10, helping to create hits. And often the days wouldn't go just right, but somehow turning on that radio seemed to calm those fears and uncertainties. And of course, the DJs, some were unseen friends and others were friends to this day, with such happy times. And it's amazing. I think that's what music does. A lot of friends and a lot of memories. This is Bobby V.
Sharing you. I know I'm sharing you.
Presents a preview of what's to come. Outfit yourself in style with a new Easy Care spring wardrobe from Eaton's number one shop. For your ventures into the springtime sun, bring along your new Pentax 35mm camera from Eaton's camera department lower level. Pentax makes taking pictures a snap. Active wear running shoes and weightlifting equipment are all a great value that will keep your body and your budget in shape. Eaton's forecast sunny skies and sunny smiles in their preview of what's to come.
Gomar Motors is offering you the chance to drive and drive safely. For the month of April only, Gomar Motors will pick up the tab for the $80 registration fee for the Canadian Council Motorcycle Training Course in Thunder Bay when you purchase a 500cc and over Yamaha motorcycle. Because they care, Gomar Motors offers you Yamaha and the opportunity to learn to ride your Yamaha right. If you've been wanting a motorcycle to spirit you off somewhere under the summer sun, Yamaha has the spirit, and Gomar Motors has the Yamahas. Hurry down to Gomar Motors for complete details and check out the super deals on Yamaha motorcycles during April. You can even pick up a free Yamaha poster. Safety, sensational value, and spirit go hand in hand at Gomar Motors, 10th and Balmoral.
Come into Centennial Shoes and step into the Jaguar of sport joggers. For just $24.98 up to $36.98, you can get men's joggers by North Star, Bauer, and Levi. All Canadian made. All with cushion insoles for added comfort in sizes 7 to 12. So step into a pair of your own sporty joggers at all Centennial Shoes locations. 18 South Court Street, Thunder Bay Mall, and Centennial Square.
CKPR time is now 10 minutes past 1 o'clock. And, you know, it's hard to believe that all these songs have crossed over the bridge or under the water or whatever, however you want to put it. There are so many hits, so many songs that go back and jog a memory or two. Especially, you know, when you go back into the late 50s, as a lot of you do, and into the early 60s and beyond that. These are some of the most popular songs of that era. And you've got to ask yourself every once in a while, what was I doing when this song became a hit? Where was I? Remember Gene Pitney?
Dearest, darling, never, never go home again.
Gene Pitney. It's 13 minutes past 1 o'clock on 580 CKPR. I'm Ray D. We're reminiscing the 50s and the 60s on another CKPR 50th anniversary encore. It's just a great day and a lot of fun. Gene Pitney, one of the most important artists of that era, and something else by Gene coming up in just a moment.
Hey, partners. Army and Navy is going Western in a big way. Western hats in a wide variety of styles for guys and gals. Western shirts with embroidered Western designs and sizes to fit the whole family. And stylish Western boots for men, women, and children. Mosey on down to Army and Navy today and see the huge selection of fashionable Western wear arriving daily. Army and Navy, your Western family store at 410 Memorial Avenue. See you there, partners.
In the land of Dairy Queen, we treat you right.
Grandpa, will you tell me another story about the land of Dairy Queen?
Well, there was a time in the land of Dairy Queen I was exploring the upper reaches of the Chocolatey River.
Wow.
I came around a bend and there was an enormous lake of hot fudge. On one side was a rich vein of peanuts, on the other a huge glacier of DQ ice milk. Suddenly, huge mounds of that DQ started sliding into that lake of hot fudge.
What did you do?
Well, sir, I started shoveling peanuts into that lake. First there was the hot fudge, then some peanuts, then a mound of DQ, then more fudge, more peanuts, and more DQ. By nightfall, I had the world's biggest peanut buster parfait.
Would you take me there someday, Grandpa?
How about right now?
Yeah!
Land of Dairy Queen, we treat you right.
Gene Pitney, it's 15 minutes past 1 o'clock. One of the most requested songs from back at that time, Half the Laughter, Twice the Tears.
I'm so disgusted with myself.
Gene Pitney, a man that started recording back in those days on the United Artists label and eventually bought a label called the Musicore Corporation, which turned into a multi-million dollar venture for the man at the age of 26, retired, with all his gold records, and sat back in his office and listened to hits like Don Gibson. Very important contributions at that time. Mr. Gibson?
Everybody's going out and having fun. Oh, lonesome me.
Oh. One of the top entertainers of that or any other time, Mr. Don Gibson. He wrote, I Can't Stop Loving You, and all kinds of other smash hits. Lonesome was a big seller for this man, as it was in Lonesome Number One.
Lonesome Number One.
RCA recording star Don Gibson, as it comes around to 22 minutes past 1 o'clock on the anniversary encore. It continues with a tribute to the Everly Brothers in just a moment.
It's enough to make you believe in magic. Beginning this Thursday, it's Burke Jewelers' Westport location second annual wall-to-wall clearance sale. And everything is going at half price. 10 and 14 karat gold earrings, gold chains, pendants, and bracelets are all reduced by 50%. Diamond rings for men and ladies, diamond engagement rings, and diamond earrings are all half price. It may seem hard to believe, but it's for real. At Burke Jewelers' Westport location only. 139 Frederica Street West. Charge X and Master Charge accepted.
Tom Reed's Furniture Store is keeping you in mind.
The greatest sale event of the year is on now. It's Tom Reed's gigantic 13th birthday celebration. Two floors packed with furniture, Chesterfield suites, televisions, coffee and end tables, bedroom suites, accessories, kitchen suites, appliances, even water beds are on sale now. Come down today for fantastic values during Tom Reed's 13th birthday celebrations.
Tom Reed's Furniture Store is keeping you in mind.
Thank you. Saturday Sports at 939 Tungsten are going all out to celebrate their fifth anniversary. Tomorrow through Saturday, you're invited to a very special open house with special anniversary prices in effect. See the lineup of the exciting 1981 Honda motorcycles on display in J&J Sports' spacious showroom. Distinctive, individual, and proud. The 81 Hondas are born to be wild. Featuring a stylish low-riding seat and pull-back handlebars incorporated into a sleek, lean profile, they command you to see them perform. And while at J&J, see the display of sports and touring accessories, all specially priced during J&J's big anniversary celebration. Enter their lucky draws, and you could win one of many prizes being given away. No purchase necessary. And there's free coffee and donuts, too. So don't miss J&J Sports' fifth anniversary open house tomorrow through Saturday, with special hours Thursday and Friday till 9 p.m., Saturday 9 to 5. Follow the leader to J&J Sports 939 Tungsten and get an 81 Honda and get the attention you deserve.
C-K-P-R.
If there was ever a group that influenced music worldwide, along with groups that came after them like the Beatles were influenced by this group. Elvis Presley was influenced by this group. Later on in the program, you'll hear how Roy Orbison was influenced by this group, and so many others. One of the songs that perhaps doesn't get as much attention as Bye Bye Love and a few others is this one.
I wonder if I care as much as I did before.
Don and Phil Everly with so many hits. Over the years, I don't know, I think they could have put out 27 albums and just about anything they did at that time. I know for a fact that when we were on the road together, we worked together several times in the latter part of the 50s, early 60s. And their most requested song all those times, on stage or anywhere else, was this one.
Ryan's in Thunder Bay Mall spells fashion and quality in a big way. At Ryan's birthday celebration, why not see for yourself all the fresh new coordinates by Tanjay and Corette? The pretty dresses, the terrific-fitting Pulse and Aaliyah pants in cool summer shades that can be topped by a wide selection of snappy t-shirts and blouses. I'm Gloria Moody inviting you to come on over and see Ryan's newest spring fashions, size from 5 to 18. At Ryan's in Thunder Bay Mall, you'll always receive personal attention, and the prices are right.
I'm a working man, that's what I am. Got a style to get things done. Work Warehouse, my kind of store, something of my own.
Mark's Work Warehouse is having a spectacular jean jacket sale. First quality jean jackets by Lee, GWG, and Levi for men and ladies are only $24.99 each. First quality Lee and GWG jean jackets in children's sizes 8 to 16 are an incredible $19.99 each. Hurry down to Mark's Work Warehouse for their spectacular jean jacket sale at 1092 Memorial Avenue.
This is the countdown to the Canada Games.
Hotel space for the Games is going fast, so the Canada Games Housing Bureau is looking for private rooms to rent. If you've got an extra room and you're interested, call the City Public Affairs Office at 623-2711, extension 478. Help a visitor see the games. Call the City Public Affairs Office.
Remember, they aren't just the Canada Games. They're our games.
CKPR time now, coming up to 27 minutes before 2 o'clock. I must apologize. The phones have been going off the hook here, and I cannot get to them all. There's no way. We're busier than a one-armed paper hanger, as the saying goes, trying to get it all together and keep it going for you. I'll try and get to as many of these calls as possible and try and fill as many requests. A lot of the songs that you're asking for, that you've been asking for throughout the morning and mid-morning, and with Rick, and even now, we will be getting them on. And there's, we could have taken, I guess, 10 weeks and put all this thing together for you. We're going to tell you, though, that the Thunder Bay Hornets present another Monster Bingo, and that's happening tonight. It begins at 7:45 in the Lakehead Exhibition Coliseum. Now, prizes include 23 $50 bingos, three $100 bingos, one $200 bingo, and a super big $1,000 jackpot. Now, this bingo will also feature the Four Corners and the Good Neighbor prizes. Doors open 6:30, games start at 7:45. That's the Thunder Bay Hornets Monster Bingo tonight at the Lakehead Exhibition Coliseum. Instrumentals. You know, there's a lot of hits back in those days. In fact, this album, I cannot remember when someone bought this for me. In a lot of cases, I've brought a lot of material from my own collection. There's even a mustache drawn on this guy as he sits on his guitar. Do you remember Duane Eddy? He was such a big thing for me personally. I know for a lot of the other people that we all used to hang out together. And a studio filled with technicians and recording equipment and musicians tuning up, and the throbbing sound of a handsome 20-year-old six-footer named Duane Eddy comes strolling in with his twangy guitar. This is an article written by Ben D'Amato back in those days. Duane headlined Dick Clark's Rock and Roll in the Hollywood Bowl. Now, this really should take you back a little ways. Mr. Duane Eddy, one of the first things that he put out was a song called Detour, and you'll hear the twangy guitar like you've never heard before if you're not familiar with it. It went like this. Remember that? The old Detour sounds of Mr. Duane Eddy. He had so many, not that many albums, mind you. I think I've got them all. There was only about three or four that came out around that time. And this is from an excerpt from an album called Have Twangy Guitar Will Travel. And I guess at that time it was a takeoff on the old Paladin series, or maybe this preceded it. Who's to say? But he had so many people working for him at that time that became people later on. They were not hits back in those days. Remember a guy by the name of Lee Hazelwood? Finally teamed up with Nancy Sinatra. And in the early part of the 70s, late 60s, they had a few songs. But in these days, Mr. Hazelwood, of course, was just another studio person and, of course, wrote a lot of the material. Had the opportunity to sit in on a few of the sessions, and he was playing guitar at the same time. He couldn't sing. Still can't sing, for that matter. It's just that he kind of got himself together. Like I say, wrote a few things, and this was one of the things that they managed to write about back in those days. Static and all, Mr. Duane Eddy from way back when. We're highlighting a lot of the music from the 50s and 60s for the next 3 hours, and we're going to try and get as much in as possible for you. It's coming up to 19 minutes now before 2 on this kind of a highlight anniversary day and a little encore for all those thousands of people, I really mean a lot of them, that wrote us, called us, and are still calling us, and we appreciate the thoughts. I'm looking at a cover right now. It's called The Best Of. Maybe you'll know who it is as soon as I tell you about this, because I can remember this so clearly. It was just like the assassination of President Kennedy. And that's a story I'll tell you later on. But it goes like this. 7 years ago, on a cold and tragic ridden night in Iowa, Buddy Holly was snatched from his friends, fans, and family. The one-engine plane that crashed in a snowy cornfield took with it the life of an outstanding artist and a great entertainer at the peak of his career. A young man who performed and wrote great songs to fit the mood of the day. I remember that just like it happened. And the Big Bopper, of course, on that same plane, along with Richie Valens. And years later, I was in North Dakota to see Bobby V, because we had been traveling around doing a lot of shows back late 50s, early 60s. They were being booked in a lot of areas. And we got to know him pretty good. And he told me a story that he was supposed to be on that aircraft, too. He had traded seats with Richie Valens and decided that he would take the bus or something. And something had come up anyway in the course of the conversation that the last minute he backed out. And it just turned out that way, that seat could have been taken by him or could have been taken... Holly could have been the one that would have stayed back. Who knows? But that's just the way fate was. And this guy wrote a lot of hits and had so many big songs. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Buddy Holly. If you need-